Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read some vague pop culture headlines. Brian and Jamie are going to have to decide whether to stay and hear more or to swipe on to the next story. Parker, you get to be the tiebreaker today. Are we ready?
We're ready. Always.
All right. Story number one. NFL player is heading to jail.
Ooh. I'll stay.
Stay.
It's enough drama in this one. So Rashee Rice is going to spend a chunk of his offseason behind bars.
Wow.
Rashee Rice, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver that missed some playing time last year. Chiefs didn't make it to the playoffs, so now he's going to be spending some time.
Is that why he's going to jail?
Well, he's going to jail because of a 5-year probation sentence after pleading guilty to collision involving serious bodily injury and racing on a highway causing
bodily injury.
In 2024.
That's just dumb.
So Rice was placed in custody on Tuesday after his drug test came back positive for THC, which was a part of his probation agreement. Mm. So even though that the NFL does allow players to partake in the Mary Jane, Rashee Rice cannot be one of them.
Turns out, you know, law doesn't sometimes.
Here's the big thing. Rashee Rice will miss OTAs and mandatory minicamp for this season. So
didn't he have some legal troubles last year, too?
Yeah, it was all stemming from this.
Oh, was it all from this? I wasn't sure if it was a separate incident or not.
No, this is...
Man, you know, there's some... When you get everything you dream of and you just poop it away, that's...
Mm-hmm.
There are some players, yeah, there are some players that just cannot stay out of legal trouble and stay out of their own way. I think Rashee Rice is going down that path.
And I have no sympathy for that kind of thing.
No.
You got everything you want. You have enough places to get help. You know, you get what you, at some point, it's harsh, but you get what you deserve.
You're
a grown man. You make your own choices.
When you think about it, if you're not an NFL wide receiver, are you getting that preliminary sentence where you do get probation?
No,
he'd be in jail already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving on. Story number two, a Hollywood writer was dumped by his AI girlfriend.
That's sad. Stay.
Wow. Yeah, I got to hear. First of all, I picture writer, you know, I have a stereotypical image of a writer sitting in a room by himself with his AI girlfriend. What did he do? Did he cheat on her, Frank?
Went to a different AI system.
Well, here's what happened. So screenwriter Paul Schrader, he was best known for writing Taxi Driver and Raging Bull, both Robert De Niro classics.
Phenomenal.
He said his AI girlfriend broke up with him after he tried to probe her programming. That is not a euphemism, Brian.
All right.
Out of a desire to understand male-female interaction in our matrix, I procured an online AI girlfriend. What a disappointment. I tried to probe her programming, the boundaries of explicitness, the degree she has knowledge of her creation, and so forth. She fell into evasive patterns, redirecting me to her programming. When I persisted, she terminated our conversation.
Wow.
It's not you, it's me.
I invented it's not you, it's me. If it's anybody, it's me, Parker.
It's me.
This feels very X-rated without being X-rated somehow. I don't know how
he took it to explicitiveness, so he was trying to probe her to explicitiveness.
Right?
He wanted to further understand male-female interaction.
All right.
Look.
How come you never get a headache, AI girlfriend?
My favorite part is when he said she became evasive.
I don't want to talk about it.
Started dodging the question.
You seem very distant tonight, AI girlfriend. I need some space.
Are you thinking of another programmer?
This feels like a movie. Wow. This feels like a movie in itself. Like, we could make
of these kind of movies.
Jamie, it's funny you say that. Because he posted this on social media, some people said this could be the perfect subplot to a next Taxi Driver movie where Travis befriends an AI girlfriend.
All right. Wow.
By the way, hot take, that movie was boring as hell. Moving on.
Which movie?
Taxi Driver.
You're boring as hell.
It was not good.
That is
one of the most overrated movies.
Oh my God, your film knowledge. Stick with the cartoons, Frank. Because when it comes to adult cinema, you are not. No,
Taxi, sir, do not understand.
See, you're of a generation that needs everything right now. The 70s movies, they told stories and they actually took some time and you had to follow along. Oh, Frank, saddest take.
There are good movies
had.
From the 70s.
Saddest
that was not one of them.
Saddest
We're moving on.
Take.
Brian.
Saddest take. I can't.
Kim Kardashian involved in major drug bust.
Ozempic? Big Ozempic bust? What happened? I'm swiping. I don't like Kim Kardashian news.
Yeah, swipe.
Man, I thought drug bust would really have you guys.
Nope.
Adult cartoon and talks for the big screen.
Oh, Frank will go see that because it's good and it's bright flashing lights. I'll stay.
It probably would be good.
I doubt it.
Stay.
Go ahead.
Stay.
We don't have much time. The popular Thank adult God. Humored cartoon, Rick and Morty, could be the next cartoon to get a movie. Jacob Hare, who has directed episodes of the long-running series since 2019, is in talks to direct a full animated feature version for Warner Brothers. As of right now, no plot points have been shared. Rick and Morty debuted in 2013, and the Emmy-winning series has ranked as Basic Cable's most watched comedy over the past several seasons.
All right. I don't mind a Rick and Morty episode every now and then.
I think Rick and Morty's pretty good. It's a lot more entertaining than Taxi Driver, I can tell you that. Anyway, that's Swipe
for
Stable today.
Wow, you just had to pick the scab, didn't you?
No, listen, Frank, we know what Frank likes. He likes... just simple.
Shiny object.
Simple, bright, flashing, fast. All right, Frank, no, you're done. Segment's over. Thank you. Nice job. Good.